Welcome to National Lewis University's Discover You. I'm Maria Lammy. Imagine leaving your home, family, and everything you've ever known to live in a faraway country all by yourself. Differences in language, customs, history, and culture can make living in America a scary, strange, and sometimes weird experience. This year at National Lewis, we have welcomed a record number of international students. During this episode of Discover You, I am talking with three international students about their new life in America, the practice of tipping at restaurants, and missing their families from their home country. You don't want to miss hearing their unique challenge of riding the culture shock wave in America. So Meg, if you want to go first.
Thanks, Maria. Hi, my name is Meg. I'm from the Philippines and I'm in the Associate Culinary Arts Program at Kendall College.
Thanks. Jamali?
Yep. Thank you, Maria. My name is Jamali. I'm from Balochistan, Pakistan. And I'm studying culinary arts. I'm doing my associates at Kendall College at National Lewis.
And Shogruf Mirzo?
Hi, my name is Shogruf Mirzo. I'm studying computer science and information systems at National Lewis University. I recently finished the first year. Now I'm in fall break. I'll start my studies from January this year.
How long have you been here, Jamali?
I've been here since fall 2021, which is September.
Okay.
And it's been almost a year now.
Yeah, so about the same time, maybe a little bit before Shogruf Mirzo. And Meg, you just started, right? How many months have you been here?
Yeah, I just started. So I arrived here early September. So I've been here for exactly 2 months.
So could you all share with me a surprising experience that you've had so far adjusting to life in the United States?
Well, for me, there were a lot. So one of it is here in the US, I didn't know that tipping is mandatory. And for the first time I went here, or when I went back here early September, I still couldn't understand how people do the computation and stuff, because I know a part, or the tips go to the servers. And another is a lot of people here like to small talk, especially with strangers. For me, I'm a very introverted person, and I don't really interacting with other people, especially out in public, because back home I don't do that. I don't really talk to anyone. Everyone minds their own business, basically. And yeah, to me, it's everyone is just so friendly here. It's just so, oh my God, I need to be as friendly as you also. Yeah, and stuff here are a lot more tech advanced. So especially when you go to stores, there are self-checkout counters. And I'm wow, in the Philippines, you don't have that.
Wow, you've only been here 2 months and you've already found a lot of differences to encounter. So I hope you're adjusting well. I have a follow-up question for you. So you mentioned how Americans seem really friendly and will just talk to anybody, say hi to people on the streets. So what would people do in your hometown, in Manila? Why do you think people aren't saying hi to everyone? Why are people kind of minding their own business, as you mentioned?
I think it's just a culture thing. It's just a culture thing where people are just more reserved as compared to people here who are a lot more outgoing and more outspoken.
All right, thank you. Jamali, do you want to share with us something surprising that you've experienced in the US?
In the US, I had a very big culture shock, because I come from a place which is very rich in culture and history. Although US has a very long history, but because I think, and till this date, I'm really trying to understand the culture of the United States. But one thing I would really like to add over here is that, which was a bit surprising for me, which is that everywhere you hear that, you know, there's a lot of racism in the United States or there's stuff like that. I personally have not faced any yet. And I would really like to say to everyone that until and unless you experience something yourself, I would not say to believe it, because till now, my journey in the United States has been amazing.
So I wanted to share a story with you that I heard recently, and it's very related to what we're talking about that friendly side of Americans. So this came from a professor named Erin Meyer, and she said, Americans are more like peaches and the French are more like coconuts. So the way that she described this, I know it sounds like a kind of weird analogy in the beginning, but the way that she described it is that a coconut is hard on the outside, but it gets softer as you drill deeper into the coconut. And so French people are kind of like that. They take a while to open up. It's kind of hard to get them to open up, but once they do, they're really candid and genuine. And you know how the coconut is really delicious and sweet on the inside. On the other hand, the Americans are more like a peach, because peach is soft on the outside, but eventually you're going to hit a really hard pit in the inside. And so sometimes Americans can be that way. They can be really warm and friendly right off the bat. But then when you start to get a little bit closer with them over time, they actually can kind of close up and not want to reveal anything too personal. So it can be easy to make like an instant connection with them on a superficial level, but harder to make a deep and lasting connection with them on a more intimate level. What do you guys think about that analogy based on what you've seen or experienced with some of your American peers?
In terms of people's people's personality, the being friendly as the first person you want to talk to, so is the best way to build a better communication. And the better communication leads to better understanding, less problem between two people, like psychologically, and even in the workplace, when you just came to the first time, even in the class, where you just join as a new student, it makes really easy adaptation. So from this cultural, social perspective, it makes a really smooth experience for newcomers or the people having the first time experience, anything like that. So it makes very comfortable for someone new.
What about you, Meg?
Well, I've only been here for 2 months, so, and experiencing it so far, a lot of people here are very friendly. Like meeting my classmates for the first time, it was kind of hard to say hi, also initiate the conversation. But then as the days pass and you start to talk to one another, it becomes easier. Although there are people who I would be friends with, and then eventually they would drop out because of personal reasons, and then it kind of gets harder to retain that friendship, because they stop replying to your messages, or they stop trying to communicate with you altogether. So yeah, the analogy of the peaches is very appropriate for the culture here. But other than that, I guess it's also easier to adapt to the friendly culture here, because the small talks, you kind of get used to what to say or what to reply just right off the bat. And it's definitely a learning experience every single day.
All right, everybody. So if you had to pick one food that you would use as an example for the way people are in your culture.
I would, rather than choosing a food, I would really choose a protein, which is named as game meat. And why this protein I'm choosing is because so my tribe is Baloch tribe, and it has known to be one of the most powerful tribes. So with that power, we have to look at our food intake too. So one of the most common used meat is mutton back home. And it is made in different ways. Sometimes they make it as one of the dishes is called dampocht. It is basically, it's a whole deer. And what you do is fill it with rice and different kinds of spices and vegetables. And sometimes you can put it underground, or sometimes you have a underground built, I don't know if you guys know, but like a tandoor type thing. And it stays in there with coal smoke for about 5 to 6 hours. And that is one of the most popular dishes. And then another dish is, we call it saji. And it is one of the most, that is made on every occasion. Some people find it a bit weird. I myself do. But if it's a death, or it's a happy wedding or something, if there is no saji, people think that the food was not complete. The menu was not complete.
You are making me so hungry right now. That sounds delicious. But I love that you picked something so flavorful and delicious to describe your people and to say the meal won't be complete without you guys.
So I really liked Maria's analogy of the coconut and the peach when describing Americans versus others. And it got me thinking about friendship. Do you all see yourself being genuine, real friends with other Americans? Or do you tend to develop friendships while you're here with people who are also classified as international?
I would like to say that there are some friendships that I've made in NLU that that are genuine, and I have a feeling that they might go for long. I've made a lot of friends who are international students, for example, from India or Mexico. I've made really good friends with them. But one thing that I strongly believe is that the genuine and the true friends that I had to make was back when I was in preschool or high school or something like that, and they stay for you and they stay with you for a long time. The friends here, you might make some might be only friends till you're in the university. Some might go ahead to work with you, and they might be work friends, but I do have some really good friends and who I feel that who are really genuine people.
Gotcha. How about you, Shook?
In general, I would say my genuine friendship is more with international students. That's because I didn't had a chance to spend more time with like American students, or just like hang out with more like local students or American students. So that's the reason because I have more like close friendship with international students, because I live with some students from the same country. So I mostly spend most of my time with them. So this can be a reason why I have more like close like friendship to international ones.
That's awesome. You know, I kind of told you guys a fib. I said that was going to be my last question, but as you were talking, I thought of something else. Let's start with you, Abdul. Is there something strange about the way that young people or people your same age enjoy themselves, have fun, what they do for recreation that you find peculiar or interesting?
I feel that over here, the people of same age as me, What I've seen and experienced is that they always need a reason to go out. For example, they're hanging out, they're going to a bar, they're going to a restaurant, they're going to somewhere. But that's a bit strange for me, because for me, it's different. Us friends from back home, we don't need a reason to go out. Sometimes we just sit, we talk to each other. Sometimes we just go out, we're roaming around, and we're just having a fun time.
Yeah, I get that. How about you, Meg?
What I notice, like every weekend, that's usually like when people go out to bars and stuff. A lot of people here like to dress very unique, like very unique in terms of like, it's not only about like looking nice. It's about like expressing yourself and like expressing your, like your own personality and like what you like wear on a night out, even though it's like 50 degrees outside. Even if it's like super cold, people still wear very interesting outfits. And
Meg, wait a minute. I gotta stop you, because I sense you're being awfully polite. Do you mean when you say they dress unique or interesting, do you actually mean, and don't let me put words in your mouth, do you mean like they're not wearing enough clothes? They're dressed too What's a polite word? I'm trying to think of a.
They're showing a lot of skin.
Is that what you mean, Meg?
Well, not necessarily, but it's more like it's not the usual clothes that I would see on a night out. It's like they're wearing a costume or something.
Well played.
It's something like that.
It has just been so enjoyable listening to all of you guys. I'm realizing the time has flown by, but it's so interesting to talk to you. So I think I just got a final question for you, if you could take a moment to consider it. What are some ways that people in our NLU community can make you or other international students feel more welcomed at NLU?
I can start with it. One thing I would like to ask NLU is to consider international students more in scholarships. And although in my experience, my dean and my DSO, which is Maria, has been extremely helpful, but I would still like to say that, you know, when international students come, cheering them up and motivating them, taking them around and showing them around, it would lead to a more warm welcome, and they would, because they're leaving everything behind, they're leaving their whole family behind, they're leaving all of their culture behind, and they're coming into a new place. It would be amazing if NLU could consider international students more in cultural ways and then in financial ways too. But another thing that I would like to add here, I know Maria, you don't have enough time, but I would really like to say that I prepared an answer for the question you had, that can you share a time when someone in the US did something kind for you? And this happened last week that, so because of work, sometimes I stay late in Kendall and past my dinner time or something like that. So I usually have dinner. One of our chefs, his name is Christopher Quirk. He leaves, probably everyone knows him. And he leaves some food for me. So the other day he had a class at night, and because that day was pork and I could not eat pork. So I went to him and I was like, hey chef, I'm sorry to disturb you, but did you have something for me to eat? And he was like, I'm so sorry, but I'm out of everything. The only thing left is pork, and that's all. And he knows everything. So I was working. I did not expect this. It actually brought tears into my eyes. And even today, when I mention it to someone, the love he made me feel, and the welcomeness and the warmthness that he gave me at that moment, that I was working, I was building up the par shelves and everything, and he calls me to himself. he had a class going on, and he called me to himself, and he just handed me a plate because he was taking a breakfast class. He handed me a plate of eggs and toast, and I was like, is this for me? And he's like, yeah, I made it for you. I didn't have anything for you when you were working, and I made it for you. And I cried at that moment. So that was one of the biggest moments for me, which I really wanted to share with all of you here today.
I'm so glad you shared that. And definitely, everybody, if you have more to share about the other questions, feel free. I'm going to stay here as long as we need to. But I'm really glad that you shared that, because exactly as you were saying, you want NLU to basically be your family for you while you're here, because you've left your family and your closest friends behind in many cases. And you need a family that's going to be here to support you and feed you when you're hungry and take you around town when you don't know where to go and show you how to do things. And so that is really a heartwarming story to hear that your chef is taking care of you like that. So Meg, did you have anything you wanted to share about, you know, either what we can do to make you feel more welcome, or maybe an experience you had where someone here has done something nice for you?
Yeah. So far, NLU has been like a really like great support system, especially that I'm not used to the educational system of the US, because it's a lot different from when I was back in college in the Philippines. Like everything here is on D2L, or like everything is on like the student portal. I remember the first time when I was having like difficulty like navigating through D2L, I talked to Sarah. She's my academic advisor, and she did wonders for me. She was like connecting me with everyone that was like most appropriate for like all of my concerns and like all of like the problems that I was having, like adjusting to the school system. And I think NLU is just honestly the best choice that I've made among all of the culinary schools that I applied to, because it's like everyone knows everyone and everyone still remembers everyone. And I think NLU is just doing a really great job, especially like with all the announcements and all the news just like coming in through the emails, even through text. I think NLU just should keep up the good work with all of that.
Yeah, it's a really good point too. I'm glad that Sarah was able to help you as your success coach, your advisor. So Shohumir, so what do you have to share with us?
My overall experience at NLU as an international student is pretty amazing, because I think I just started the first term with the other international students, and it was like lots of my like course mates were from Kazakhstan, like almost the same culture. So the thing is, I really like people just treat you as a like, let's say, in the circle of the classes. So that's good internally, like students feel comfortable with that. And also I like the communication all the time, which the university keeps with the communication with students all the time. That's also I really appreciate, because like most students like actually are unaware of the, let's say, that like school system, or like small like scale like the systems in the university. Or I experienced some like misunderstanding in the first classes, like the class was going on and I had no idea what's going on there, and also there are some students who may feel uncomfortable to ask questions, so like feel in a way that they can just ask in a relaxing way or without any pressure. So I don't know how to deal with that. I don't know how to make it like smooth process for everyone, like as an international student. I would say like the communication with professors should be very easy, or like approachable way. Yeah, that's something I would say I would say that the best way to build a like an Ilocano international community better and stronger. Other than that, and I feel very good about it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I've heard other students express the same concern. Because like we talked about earlier, when it comes to American individualism, maybe your professor is expecting that from an American mindset, each student has a personal responsibility to speak up and to take charge of their destiny in the class. But in reality, if you're coming from a culture where it's disrespectful or inappropriate to ask a question or to interrupt your professor and start talking about your opinion, that you're going to feel really uncomfortable trying to learn that skill for the first time. So on both sides, we need to have better understanding of where the other might be coming from.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much to Maria Lammy for hosting this episode. And a big thanks to our guest, Meg, Jamili, and Shook. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. For sharing their experiences of being international students in America at NLU. And a big thanks to you, the audience, for your continuous support. In our next episode of Discover You, our team will be having an in-depth conversation with one of NLU's first-generation students in recognition of First Generation Celebration Week. They have some surprising things to share about what it's like being the first and only person in your family to go to college. You don't want to miss this one. Again, thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for the next Discover You.